According to the complaint, the Bowers survived the initial impact but were unable to escape the fire because the doors locked them inside. A nearby homeowner who called 911 reported hearing screams coming from inside the vehicle. While the local sheriff's office found a cluster of bodies in the front seat, suggesting they may have been struggling to get out. The lawsuit argues that Tesla's design choices created a highly foreseeable risk, where occupants who survived a crash could remain trapped inside a burning vehicle. Although the doors can be manually opened from the inside, many owners and passengers are unaware of the location of the manual door release, especially in a crisis situation. A lawsuit over the tragic death of three young people in a Cybertruck crash makes similar claims about Tesla door handles. Carl and Noelle Tsukahara, the parents of Krista Tsukahara, filed a wrongful death suit against Tesla in Alameda County Superior Court this week. The lawsuit alleges that the EV giant's Cybertruck model has significant safety issues with its door design, which made it impossible for their daughter to escape the vehicle after it struck a retaining wall and tree before bursting into flames in November 2024. The fatal crash occurred in Piedmont, California, and also claimed the lives of the Cybertruck's driver, 19-year-old Soren Dixon, and another occupant, 20-year-old Jack Nelson. A fourth occupant was rescued from the burning vehicle by a witness who used a tree branch to break the window. All three lawsuits claim that Tesla has been aware of the issue of electric door systems failing when power is lost for years, ignoring repeated warnings from owners, first responders, and regulators. The filings also allege that the company has understated the fire risks associated with its lithium-ion battery packs. Read more at the New York Post here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.